QHXS Mobile.
Still out working, KR4ACR.
Yeah, just got done with a blower motor up here in Inman.
Ah, you're close to me today.
Yeah, I'm up here, just got done with Action Billiards. They're some friends of mine. Yeah, it's a weird situation. They rent the building. The landlord just not the most upstanding one in the world, and you know what I'm gonna say next.
I hear you completely.
You know, I do what I can. You know what I mean? I do what I can.
You got to do what makes you feel right. That's right.
Taking care of me. I just, we send the invoice. Well, what they do is I send them an invoice, and then, they'll send it off to the landlord and deduct it off their rent.
There you go. Well, as long as you get paid, that's what counts.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't, let's leave it at that.
Well, you... just getting back from the beach or somewhere, did I hear you say the other day?
Yeah, we were down in Myrtle Beach. We went down Wednesday, had a couple of days with my partner, Jimmy, N4MMW. He goes down a couple times a year with he takes his RV trailer down, and he's got like a semi-permanent spot down there in the state park. So, yeah, we had a good time. Man, you just seen us old fools on the go-kart track Friday night.
Good. I heard you call, it may have been him, somebody yesterday on the heart system, but I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah. He goes into the Merle's Inlet repeater down there, 146805, and then there's a couple up here that I use. I'll either use the one on Paris Mountain or that, there's a nice one in Spartanburg, 147090. That's a nice machine.
Yeah, 600 foot in the air.
Sorry.
I said, yes, it's 600 foot in the air. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
It's on the ETV tower down here at Camp Cross.
Oh, I had no idea. Wow, no wonder why. Yeah, that's a nice repeater. I like that repeater. I don't hear a lot on it, though.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time you hear it's when it's linked. On the other times, you really don't. But it's a very solid repeater from where it's at, and you use it all, in Greenville, too.
I know. It's got some really good coverage. Is it ATV or ETV?
South Carolina ETV, whatever you call it. The private TV, what do you call it? I don't even. Public TV is what I'm looking for.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, no, I'm pretty impressed with its coverage.
Most of those heart systems are on one of the ETV towers throughout the state.
The one, 145370 up on Paris, I don't know which tower that's on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the ETV tower might be on Paris, too. I don't know.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So that's your last one for tonight?
That's it. And then tomorrow I got to go back and finish up an install, helping out a friend. Started it today, then I had to break away and do this motor. And then I got to finish that up, and hopefully I can make it to band practice tomorrow night.
Amanda, I really had to let Shriners thing go.
Oh, went pretty well. Not a whole lot of people there, but the three of us, there were three acts. There was a single guitar player, acoustic player playing, then us, and then Upstate of Mind was on.
Well, good. Like I said, I just hadn't heard you much since that time, so I hadn't asked.
Yeah, well, last week we were in Myrtle. The week before, we went up to North Carolina for a couple of days, just trying to take some downtime, after the summer. After getting beat up at the summertime.
Oh, I understand that. Now, do you only handle a particular brand of equipment?
I repair anything, but installs, there's really one specific brand that I'll use because it's, the pricing is real good on it. And the warranties are good. I mean, you know, it's good stuff. You know, it basically boils down to, installation. You know, how well the installation is and how good the ductwork system is in shape. You know, if it's in good shape or whatever. But, yeah, normally I stick with one brand.
Years ago, I'm in the delivery business, but years ago we used to haul a lot of equipment. There was a place over there in Greenville on Marlin Road that handled train equipment. And we used to haul a lot of that stuff, but I just didn't know.
Really forward, the train, I'm a Goodman guy. I like Goodman. Like I say, the price point's real good, you know. And it's I can do it at a pretty decent price without killing people.
Yeah, and as long as it does what it's supposed to do, that's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, with all the new Freons coming out, the R32 and R454, Goodman is the only manufacturer that I know of using the R32, which I prefer. It's a much easier gas to work with. That 454, that stuff's expensive. Holy mackerel. I think it's like $1,000 a jug if you got to buy a jug of it.
I hadn't even heard of that, so shows how up on the HVAC I am.
And Carrier and all them, they're using the R4. I think Goodman is the only one using R32, and I prefer that.
Follow that around, Goodman.
Oh, yeah. They're built in Texas, so, you know, I can get parts easy. I can get, you know, replacement coils or motors or anything I need.
What counts? You keep everything running that way.
I try like heck.
Tom, fixing the back in the driveway. Just want to chat with you for a minute. Hope you have a good evening. KB2HXS, this is KR4ACR. We'll be clear.
All right, sir. Have a good day. We will catch you again, KB2HXS.